Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time. Hi everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil, and I'm really excited to announce that we've converted 20 episodes of the Academy series for audio podcast, and they're all available now on your favorite podcast platform. Now I hope that you'll subscribe so that you get all the notifications when other podcasts are released. And don't forget to check us out on the World Wide Web at ProfilingEvil.com. And folks, if you like YouTube, visit Profiling Evil and make sure you're hitting that like and subscribe button. Now, our purpose in releasing these podcasts is to edutain you. Edutain means we really want to entertain you just enough to be able to teach you a few principles about the criminal justice system, criminal investigations, and profiling. And I think you're going to find these episodes to be useful as you go about your own amateur crime sleuthing. So let's jump into today's discussion after this word from our sponsor. Hey everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your next online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a link below with special discount pricing. You got to click the link to get it, and then enter EVIL10 at checkout. We're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, enough to buy a small diet Dr. Pepper, but you can cancel at any time. Thanks for listening today. In the first scene of Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter looks surprised when Special Agent Clarice Starling approached him. And while you might not remember why the serial killer was surprised, you'll never forget how the movie captured your interest in criminal profiling. I hope this introduction will get you to revisit that chilling scene in the movie. Now think about it. History teaches that profiling began in the 1890s. It was in pursuit of Jack the Ripper. But it wasn't until 1991 when Hannibal Lecter uttered, "I'm having a friend for dinner." That's when the real conversation started, and we're going to dig into that a little bit further in this segment. Let's talk criminal profiling. Well, if you're new to Profiling Evil, welcome. And if you're one of my university students or a longtime channel member, welcome back and thanks for your support. Either way, folks, I hope you'll take a moment, hit that like and subscribe button and ring the bell so you get all of our videos. Now let's talk about today's subject. In the late 1970s, the term profiling took on a brand new meaning as the FBI began providing support to local law enforcement, focused on a new investigative strategy that examined criminal behaviors. Since then, experts have argued about the value of what this thing is called profiling. Some call it an art or a science. Some academics, on the other hand, suggest that it's simply guesswork based on an individual investigator's experience. Well, over a decade of learning, I was privileged to be taught this art and science by FBI profiler Greg Cooper. Since then, I've applied the teachings in a whole bunch of violent criminal cases around the world. Along the way, I've been fortunate to rub shoulders with legendary profilers like John Douglas, Mark Safrick, and many others around the world. I've known many of them, and I can say without reservation that I've not heard any of them suggest that they were academics, scientists, or even forensic psychologists. Now, some are, but these people are top-notch investigators who were fortunate enough to understand how criminal behavior fits into the investigative puzzle. I'm not sure if the academics who attack criminal profiling have ever really experienced these things through the sense of sight, smell, and taste. You know, there's nothing like the taste that you have in your mouth at a violent crime scene. Can't describe it other than the iron in the air from the blood. Now, I'm not sure these individuals have even witnessed firsthand badly injured bodies or heard the anguished moans of surviving victims, but we have. And I respectfully acknowledge their academic expertise, and I find myself wondering, why don't they just extend the same courtesy to the profilers? I mean, these people have experience in the trenches that is unmatched. I'm grateful for the academics, but no more grateful than for those who have labored in the trenches of violent crime. I hope that you'll carefully consider the comments made by academics and the practitioners as you make up your own mind regarding the question of whether criminal profiling has a place in the investigative process. In defense of the academics, I must say that I get it. I mean, I do. I get your position that science requires a systematic measurement and approach. It's encouraging, though, when both sides of the issue work together to add more science to the art. Some people think the public may play a role in profiling and how it's shaped. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this matter? Now think back. When Hannibal Lecter first met Clarice Starling in The Silence of the Lambs, he looked surprised when he realized that a rookie profiler was sent to evaluate him. Do you remember what he said? He said, "Jack Crawford sent a trainee to me." Lecter was expecting the FBI to send their very best profiler. In fact, they did. They sent a profiler who didn't already have an opinion. She had a fresh set of eyes, so to speak, and simply sent Lecter the opposite of what he was expecting, and it proved to be brilliant. Now, that's the movies, and what's reality? Well, I don't know. What are your thoughts on whether criminal profiling is here to stay or needs changing? I'm going to be interested in your comments down below, and I hope this segment helps you better understand this type of predator better. I hope you enjoyed this course, the manual, and, of course, the supplemental material that I've provided. Well, hey, folks, I'm pausing to share some concerns I have surrounding identity theft and fraud. I've learned a lot from our partner, Aura. They're the pros at protecting people from cyber predators. Aura provides identity theft protection, credit and fraud protection, and online and device security for you and your family. They taught me to think twice before answering those online questionnaires designed to steal our personal information. You know, it must be working because U.S. statistics show that 33% of us have been victimized by identity theft at an annual cost of more than $56 billion each year. Aura protection plans come with around-the-clock support, a money-back guarantee, and $1 million theft policy. But here's the best part. You can try Aura for free by clicking on this special Profiling Evil link in the description down below. When you do, we get a small commission. But think about it. You insure your car and you insure your house. Don't you think it's time to insure your identity? Now let's get back to today's discussion. Well, thanks for listening to Profiling Evil Podcast, Season 1 and 2 of the Academy series. We've bundled these episodes together for people like you who want to really binge listen. If there are some of you out there who want to space it out, you figure out the schedule and go to them as you can. Well, hey, folks, listening to true crime stories can really trigger negative feelings and thoughts in some people. So if you or someone you know is experiencing trauma as a result of crime, please reach out to your medical or your mental health provider and get some help. And if you've been victimized, call your local police agency and ask for help. Hey, thanks so much for supporting Profiling Evil. I hope you'll consider joining our channel memberships over on YouTube. It's a place where you can provide us a little more support. As a channel member, you'll get more information a little more quickly, and you'll be a part of the team that's helping us grow. And if you'd like to donate to Profiling Evil, you can always do so through PayPal or by visiting our website at profilingevil.com and look for the little donate button. The Profiling Evil podcast series is created by the Profiling Evil Network, and the information contained in it is copyrighted. So don't copy or reuse it without getting our permission. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon at the next crime scene. Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is TruthFinder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give TruthFinder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time.